Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, I want you to think about one thing. Are you a reluctant dieter, or are you really ready for weight loss? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is Dr. Clark, and today on the podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about kind of reluctant dieters and kind of really figuring out, are you ready? Are you ready for weight loss? So again, kind of go back to that original question I threw out there. Are you a reluctant dieter? What I mean by that is that you want the results, but you're really not ready to do the things and make those life changes that really need to make this happen. Then basically, if you say yes to that, then you're a reluctant dieter. And we all tend to be resistant to change. There's no doubt about that. Change is hard. There's no doubt about change is hard. Doesn't matter what we're talking about, because we get used to whatever we are doing. So change is hard. So knowing that you need to change is one thing. Doing it is another. And so that's, we really have to get our mind in the right place. So when we talk about change, again, change is hard. You know, if you recall back, I don't recall who actually said this, but one of the definitions of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Like, okay, well, we need to change that. So it really comes down to, unless you change your behavior, change is never going to occur. If we're waiting for someone else to change or for life to change around us, we're going to be waiting a long time. We actually have to be the implementers of the change. So unless you change your behavior, change is never going to occur. So with change, then, we choose to make changes every day. And there's some things we change and we don't, and we're not fearful of or maybe anxious about, but we change changes every day. We move to a different place, we go through life change, we go off to school, we get engaged, we get married, we make changes every day. You start a family, those are big changes. So we face changes and challenges every day. And a lot of times we welcome these changes. So we learn new technologies, there are new upgrades in our computer systems, there's new apps that we have to learn, there's new kind of programs to do, we develop new skills. We do these things all the time. And not all of these things are easy, and they don't necessarily come smoothly, but often we welcome these changes. If it's kind of a new technology, yeah, we're excited to learn about it and do it and implement it. So we see these changes and we work on these changes all the time, and we can do them successfully. But health changes are often much harder to make. So why is that? You know, why is that? Why are we still willing to change in other situations and embrace changes, but it's so much harder when we're actually talking about health changes? Why is that? So now, one of the things with change is that it's not so much that we resist change, it's that we often resist being changed, meaning that we like to make our own choices. It's not like we don't want someone else to make the choice for us. So when someone else makes the choice for us, we're often reluctant to do it. So it's often that resisting changes. And by resisting changes, it gives us a little bit of control. We regain some of that control that we may have lost. So resisting change is actually a pretty normal thing. Now, we'll be more successful in these lifestyle changes if we actually freely choose them and they're not forced on us. And the bottom line to this is that no one can force lifestyle changes on us very effectively. We have to decide it's right for us. And that's when it comes down to weight loss, kinda working on a weight loss plan never works. We have to really kind of be into this. We have to actually accept, this is what I want to do, this is why I want to do it, so this is what I'm going to do. So again, When we resist change, it never works very well. We need to freely choose these things. And so if the time's not right for you, maybe you shouldn't really be doing this. And that's that reluctant dieter. So you really need to look at, am I ready for weight loss? We all want the results. We all want the health benefits. But we need to be able to actually do these things and accept these changes without fighting them. So what can you do to be successful with change? All right, so successful change, how do we get there? Well, number one is you need to be able to define the outcome you want. Change for change's sake isn't gonna really help you. So you wanna really define, what is the outcome that I want? Now, weight loss, that's okay, easy answer is why I want weight loss, okay? And in order to do that, it needs to be important to you. It shouldn't be important to your doctor. It shouldn't be important to your wife or your family or your son or your daughter. It needs to be important to you. Okay? So if it's not important to you, it's never going to happen. It kind of goes back to the change will never occur if you can't answer yes to these two questions. Can I do it and is it worth it? It has to be worth it. If it's not worth it, you'll never make those change. So it needs to be important to you. Write down those goals. Okay, list your reasons for changing. You know, why is it that you want to change? What's the reason? And it shouldn't be, well, I want to look better. It shouldn't be vague like that. What are the reasons? I want to, I want to be more fit. Therefore, I want to run this 10K in March of 2015. So whatever it is, list the reasons why you want to make these change and then review them often. It may be I want to get off my blood pressure medication. It may be that I want to not have to use a CPAP machine. Those can be very good reasons. And then keep reviewing them, because the goal, the reasons behind this goal are going to be very important, because that's what's going to keep you motivated. So number one, again, define the outcome you want. Number two then is design the plan to achieve that goal. So again, goals by themselves are just wishes. Without a plan, we're not going anywhere. So we need to have a plan to get to the goal, okay? And so we need to map this out. So this is the most difficult part of this whole thing. Kind of describe what you're going to do, and you should do it in detail. Describe how you're going to do it. It's not going to be, well, I'm going to eat healthier and I'm going to be more active. Well, yes, you are, but what do you actually mean by that? And what are you specifically going to do? Are you going to get up earlier and take that walk? Are you going to go to the gym? Am I going to make myself salad and chicken strips that I'm going to take with me for lunch? Whatever it is, lay it out. How am I going to do this? And if you are going to make salad and chicken strips, how are you going to make sure that you actually have those ingredients ready to go? Either you make them the night before, you make sure you've bought them at the store. Map out the steps, all the steps that you need to do to accomplish these parts of your plan. It generally takes a good 21 days or more to get to really change behavior. And kind of that truly isn't a true habit at that point. It probably takes months for that. But it generally takes a good 21 days to get used to this behavior change and kind of be more apt to do it. All right, so define the outcome. Design a plan. Number three now is you need to choose some alternate pathways too, because life throws us curveballs all the time. There's sometimes that detour sign thrown up ahead of us. The bridge may be out, so to speak, and just because the bridge is out doesn't mean we're not going to our destination. We're going to figure out a workaround. How are we going to go around this? Where are we going to go? How are we going to do this? So detours are a part of the journey, and realize that. And sometimes we have to be adaptable. So don't give up the destination just because you got a little off track. So you made a little off track and you made a wrong turn. That doesn't mean you're going to turn around and go home. It's like, no, we're going to start, keep working on this. We get back on track and subsequently keep going. So we need to also plan then these alternate pathways when we need to utilize them. All right. Now, just a few tips for success. Okay, so kind of a reluctant dieter, hopefully not. You need to make that real decision. I want to do this. So what are some tips then for success? Number one, write them down. Okay, again, they're just kind of abstract ideas if you don't write them down. So write down your goals. Be specific. Make them very personal. They need to be personal reasons why you're going to do this. There need to be personal reasons of why you want to accomplish these goals. And then once you've written them down, actually put them in conspicuous places. Put it on that little sticky note that's sitting there on your at your computer screen. Put it on that little sign that's taped to your mirror so that when you get up in the morning, that's the first thing you see, remembering these goals and why I want to go there. Okay, so write down the goals. Number two then, another tip is plan. Plan, plan, plan some more. And then when you're done planning, plan some more. Okay, write down the specific steps that you're gonna take, but also leave room for error, because realize it's gonna happen. Number three is recruit support. Okay. We can't really do this all on our own. Obviously, weight loss, we have to do it, but we want support, whether it be an exercise partner, whether it be a weight loss partner. That's a great way to kind of get going, especially this new year coming up. Exercise partners, weight loss partners, someone you're accountable to, family, friends, coworkers. And then finally, if you have questions, don't hesitate to give us a yell. This is what we do. This is what we help people do every day. So if you have questions, either drop us an email. The email is success@cfwls.com or pick up the phone. The phone number is 757-873-1880. So if you need more help, please come see us. We'd be happy to help you. We have individual counseling that you can sit down and go over these and sort some of this out. Sometimes it just takes bouncing ideas off for people that know exactly what you're going through. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. If you have more questions, again, don't hesitate to give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. If you just want more access to the information we talk about every week, I do a live webinar. That's Losing Weight USA. Go to that website and sign up. It's www.losingweightusa.com. They'll get the tips handout as well as recipes, and you have access to me every single week to ask questions. All right. Well, thank you all for listening again. We'll touch base on the next podcast. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Take care, everyone. Have a good day.